KO4HKX. KO4HKX, no contact, clear.
Today up here in Asheville, you copy?
I do, it's KO4HKX, Hotel Kilo X-ray.
Send a repeater, not W4CNA.
KO4HKX, I heard it.
A little scratchy up here. I'm up here in Asheville there, Roger.
I live outside of Brevard.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in South Asheville up here, heading home from work. I just heard you and thought I'd give you a shout there. I wasn't sure I could get into the repeater very well. Roger.
Get in fine. I've got just a little hint of white noise, but other than that, you're good.
About 20 watts on this Kenwood Mobile. I can kick it up to 65, but I don't usually run it on high. Go ahead.
I don't see any reason to. You're making the trip just fine.
Yank a whole lot. Plus, I've got a 5/8 wave up on top of my Jeep, so it seems to help a little bit. Anyway, where are you located?
I'm down here in Greer, South Carolina.
Okay, on the Greer. My goodness, how's the weather down that way?
A little warm. It's in the upper 70s.
About 71 or 2 here, I think. Pretty day, it really is. A little bit windy, though, there. Go ahead.
This day, but it's very little wind down here to speak of.
Well, very good. My name's John, and nice to meet you. Nice talking to you. I won't keep you. This repeater starts getting a little scratchier the closer I get to home, but I'm surprised I can hit it all the way on Caesar's head anyway. Have a good good evening, and nice to talk to you. W4CNA 73.
To meet you too, and nice to talk to you. W4CNA, I believe it was, John. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Thanks, sir. 73 to you.
KX, N4ZLK.
Same, KO4HKX here.
You had another stop.
A minute, what's up?
Your conversation earlier about your Yagi, and you probably tried this, but I just had a thought. Have you tried finding another repeater or another source of a signal that you know you have a pretty good line of sight and tried both directions to see if you get the same result where you receive better on the back end?
I have. I can, 640 is the same way.
Well, that cancels out my theory.
Like I said, I don't know. It just, and the 640 is to the east of me, southeast, a little more than what Caesar's Head is. So it could be the same thing, because if you're up there where I'm at, I'm in the valley between two mountains, between Jeter Mountain and Caesar's Head, basically.
Do you have line of sight to that Ridge Mountain, the Fox 21 Tower?
I'm so close to it, I can hit it no matter where it's at.
Thinking that you know your line of sight there, I was just thinking about just checking the receive end of it, because that's where you said you're receiving better. Or maybe Mount Mitchell. I don't know. Do you have a line of sight on that one?
Not really. There's quite a few mountains between me and Mount Mitchell.
I think what's happening is you're getting a bounce signal off of the mountain behind you facing the wrong way, so it seems like you're picking up better. That's just my theory. I'm not an expert, but it's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Oh, I agree with you. That's the only thing that really makes sense to me. There's just got to be bouncing off Jeter Mountain over there, because most of the mountains up there are solid granite under the little layer of topsoil anyway.
Making a delivery, I was listening on Echolink, so I didn't want to respond, but I thought about that, and I thought next time I hear you, I'm going to ask you. I figured you'd already checked all that, but you never know.
Oh, never hurts to ask, because it's easy to miss the simple stuff.
That I always go to the complicated first, especially when I'm trying to solve a car problem.
And about 99% of other people do go to the most complicated first. It's hard to train yourself to check your basics before you go anywhere else.
I've gotten better because I've learned my lessons, but then there's been a few times where I've done every basic thing and it turned out to be the worst case scenario anyway, so I don't know. That's not really my personality to go to worst case scenario, but when it comes to solving problems, I seem to do that.
Like I said, a lot of people do the same thing. Over the years, I taught myself to look for the least intrusive test first, the one that takes the least amount of effort, and then start there and work my way out.
Remember, kids, keep it simple, stupid. KI4DOS.
You got part of that statement right, Gary. For me, anyway.
Forget that for some reason. And I'm at my next stop, so good to hear both of you. Take it, Patrick. 10-4-ZLK.
And I was just telling Gary, he got part of that statement right for me, anyway. The stupid part.
For a minute, Patrick. Brother Ray, K4SUG, he's Silas G now. That's what he used to say all the time. You know, he said, all you got to do is remember KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. I'm keeping that thought alive.
I used to say that one all the time. Keep it simple. The KISS method. So, yeah, I wore that one out in my lifetime.
But that's the way it goes, you know. We tend to try to make things harder than they are. But, you know what, you think we'd learn after a while, you know, to look for the simple stuff, but we don't always do that.
Hey, Gary, while you're on here, have you heard anything about Saturday? Any confirmation on it?
Well, Dave, W4DJW, yesterday, and he said it looks like they're going to postpone it. They don't have enough people that have said that they would come and participate. So we're going to try a different date and announce it a little earlier.
That is looking like the weather was going to be not suited for it also. So that's why I was trying to find out so I could make plans to do whatever, something else if need be.
Plans ain't no big deal.
Honestly, I was looking forward to getting together and playing radio with everybody.
Be honest with you, it's fun, impromptu get together like that and throw up a couple of antennas and put up a couple of stations and sit around and chew the fat, make a few radio contacts and have something good to eat. So we got, Chad said he would cook, so we got a good cook, we know that. So when we have it, if he's available and he wants to participate, that'll be good too.
That. But Gary, I'm going to hop out of here and lighten my load a little bit. I got to buy diesel fuel. So they're going to take my wallet and hide it from me. So I'm going to go ahead and say 73 for now. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
Where are you going to get your diesel? You can't do without it. We don't want you having to walk up the mountain. So you take care. Just say 73 for now. And I was just telling Joy just a few minutes ago that I had to go get gas in both the vehicles, and I said, I'm dreading that. But it won't be as much as yours. To fill both of ours up, it won't be as much to fill yours up. So I feel for you there, young man. You take care, and I'll talk at you later. 73, KO4HKX, KI4DOS Mobile.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Mike Mike Mobile.
Oscar 4, Romeo Mike Mike Mobile.
4RMM Mobile.